Asbjörn mit Scandinavian Love, einer der ersten Hits, die in Berlin geschrieben wurden, vom Künstler aus Dänemark, der mittlerweile schon seit über einem Jahr in der Hauptstadt lebt. Nun wird am kommenden Freitag, also morgen, endlich die Pseudo Visions LP auch in Germany veröffentlicht. In Skandinavien konnte man die schon seit März 2015 kaufen. Jetzt aber ist es endlich auch soweit. Der deutsche Markt wird bereichert von dieser tollen Platte. Wir quatschen über den verspäteten Release und finden heraus, wie sich das so anfühlt. Wir sprechen aber auch schon mal über die nächsten Moves des ja so fleißig arbeitenden Komponisten. Und wir quatschen über Beyoncé und Madonna ein bisschen, über kleine Fehler im Pop-Universum des Asbjørn Toftdal und noch vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome back again, Asbjørn.
Hello, thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, it's like a family reunion thing.
Totally.
By now, right?
Yeah.
Asbjørn is coming again. Everybody feels fine. Everybody's lucky. So that's a nice thing. So how have you been? How lucky are you that the album is finally going to be released tomorrow in Germany?
It must feel so great. Yeah, it's been a drag, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I started releasing it, what is it now? It's almost 2 years ago,
yeah.
February in 2014.
That's when the first songs came out,
yeah,
right?
That was Brotherhood. So, but really it has been going really naturally and organically, just like it's been natural moves all along.
Yeah.
That's important, I think. The music grows in its own tempo, and now finally I just get to share it with all
yeah.
of you.
Oh, I mean, we're so happy that it's finally coming out. It must be so strange to give birth to the same child for various times, right?
Yeah.
It's like you gave birth to a child and then it jumped back into your stomach, into your belly again, and wanted to be pressed out once more.
Yeah, it's true. I haven't thought about it in that way, but that's totally true. I think by now I'm so released, used to releasing stuff because
yeah.
Pseudovisions was, you know, pretty much once a month.
Yeah.
So the birth is not as complicated anymore.
Uh-huh, okay, that's good.
It's really just a little kind of thing.
Yeah, that's nice. I really have that image in my head right now, but forget about that. So since the LP has been out for a while, I know that you're always constantly working on stuff. So how far are you with new material in the Asbjørn universe?
Pretty far.
Yeah.
You know, since I've moved here, I've been producing on my own.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a huge freedom. And it's really going well. I think Scandinavian Love was a really important step for me.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, that was the first song I produced totally on my own.
Yeah.
Made
you realize that you were into it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So now it's basically just about keep exploring I'm pretty far, and we're also going to play some new songs tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. And there's so many musicians who came to Berlin over the last years, and most of them do feel inspired by the city at some point, and some of them might even incorporate more electronic elements into their music. Did something like that happen to you as well? Do you feel something like an influence of Berlin when you listen to your new demos?
No. Not like in terms of genre, because I think actually the opposite thing happened to me. When I got here, I got so much into hip hop and not techno.
Okay, cool.
So really, I haven't been digging into like that kind of club culture
cool.
so much. I've been more, you know, seeking towards the hip hop scene. So I think that's maybe more an influence now, and then also a lot of like African dance music. Actually.
Oh, interesting.
Some
multi-rhythmical stuff.
Yeah, and I grew up at a school and my father was totally into African music and I was drumming and dancing, and so all of the polyrhythmic stuff, which is already in my music.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna, like right now in the productions I'm making, it's quite like, it's a balance between hip hop, super poppy melodies, and then still this polyrhythmic danceability.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That really sounds interesting to me. I'm looking forward to listening to that new stuff. When you're falling in love with hip-hop again, do you sometimes think about making beats for other artists maybe as well? Because I think it's an interesting feel to work with a really talented rapper and be their producer or something. Do you sometimes think about that, or are you concentrating on your own material?
Well, right now, just on my own, but I think it's like I'm realizing now that maybe the way I make beats is is quite special because the way I do it is very much, you know, I make some kind of fundament beat, and then, you know, I stand up, I turn it up, and I dance my way to it. So the patterns of the beats always are kind of unexpected. Because it's not like a recipe, like, okay, we gotta have something on this beat and this beat. It's very intuitive when I'm making it. And also a challenge for everybody who plays with me, because, you know, it's body memory to me. It's not just like something like what I produced. It has to be that, because it's body memory.
That's interesting. Cool. So you have to rehearse hard with your band, right?
We have so much.
Sounds good to me. What I love about your music and your performances is that you do love to go for it all. You're not afraid of making little mistakes. You don't want to be too perfect, because then it's getting boring. But at the same time, there's perfect pop moments on your records. So I want to know, how do you keep the balance between those two things? Is that something that you can do consciously, or is that something that just happens because it's in your genes, kind of?
I think for me, growing up so much with pop music and pop culture in general, I am, like, actually, this was in a review of Pseudovisions, which I found great. They said that I was both the puppet and the puppeteer. Both the DIY artist and the strict label boss. And that's true, I think, because that whole commercial aspect is not scary to me. It's super appealing. And I never, I think you shouldn't confuse reaction and with intention. Like, the intention might be super commercial and like money or something, you know, with a lot of huge artists. But you cannot neglect the feeling that the listener has.
If
that feeling is true, then the music is true.
So you're not afraid of commercial success?
Maybe. No, I'm not, but still, you know, it has to feel right.
It's like a schizophrenia that's an advantage for you, right? To be able to get into the mind of the DIY artist and the mind of the super strict label boss who goes like, come on. There's a hook over that's there for that song. You might want to use that one, because then it's going to be a huge hit.
Well, it's, I don't think I'm that calculated though. Because I also definitely have a limit where I, you know, where if I work with people who have that attitude, it becomes like it's, I can't do it like that. It has to be because we are feeling great in the moment and because that feels right, not because you're forcing some kind of hook.
And I really don't think that that's working, you know. There might be some stories where people have calculated their hits and it worked, but most of the times there's so many factors in the wave of a song to a hit that you cannot have an influence on. So I think,
but for instance, with Scandinavian Love, like, that was a tough nut to crack. With the chorus, you know, it's doing this like a shift in tonality in the middle of the chorus. I worked on that for like a week, trying different notes on the arpeggiator, and you know, it just didn't work. And then at some point I realized, actually, I moved my own limit now towards something that's shamelessly poppy. But now I feel it, because I've been, you know, so into it for a week, like, doing nothing else than listening to that fucking arpeggiator and trying to get that right. So,
Cool. Let's listen to another song of yours. It's a world premiere on the radio, actually.
Dark
Child heißt der Song, der hier zum allerersten Mal im Radio läuft. Auch ein neuer Song von Asbjørn heute Abend in der Kantine am Bergheim. Wir werden gleich noch Tickets verlosen im Anschluss an diesen Song hier. Asbjørn mit Dark Child. Dark Child, Asbjørn auf XFM. Morgen kommt sie endlich raus, die Pseudovisions LP, auf die man in Deutschland lange warten musste. In Skandinavien ist sie bereits im März erschienen. Jetzt ist für den deutschen Markt der 6. November auserkoren worden. Endlich kommt das Ding raus. Asbjørn Toftdal ist bei mir im Studio und er ist sehr, sehr glücklich darüber, dass die Platte endlich rauskommt.
Indeed.
Yes. You once said in something that I like about your style as well, and about your approach on on pop music. You once said that there's never been too many male role models for you in pop business. Mm. You were always inspired by the people like Beyonce or Madonna, and you looked up to them. Mm. So my question is, are you going to visit Madonna's shows next week? She's going to play right over there two times. Are you going to go there?
I can't. I'm on tour.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, it's such a bummer, but you know, she'll keep on forever. Yeah. Like, so
that's true. You can still visit her show
next
in 40
time.
Years.
Yeah, obviously she's not 90. Aging. What's happening?
No. This is a bit crazy, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So, and then another thing that I've read is that if Taylor Swift once asked you on stage and she'd go down the show stairs with you,
have you seen the clips of that?
No.
Like each night on her tour now, with the new album, she invited like all her celebrity friends on stage.
Oh, okay.
And they're just, every time they're walking like really fiercely on the stage. And it's just such a, you know, power moment.
That you want to have one of that too.
Yeah, you know, that would be awesome. She invited Beck and St. Vincent on stage, mm-hmm. which was, you know, the indie couple of the tour. And then the rest was just, you know, power celebrities. But yeah, that would be such a moment.
I've really read that you would be okay with stopping with music forever as soon as Taylor Swift.
Yeah, then I'll go dig up dinosaurs. Yeah, exactly.
Because you wanted to be a paleontologist once.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like this has been a big year for me.
Uh-huh.
The Jurassic World movie. Like, I cannot describe to you the chills down my spine when, you know, when the melody when that started in that, my god,
crazy.
Yeah, that was my childhood. I watched it every day.
I'll be honest, a dinosaur nerd still.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
No.
It doesn't matter to me. So tonight's show, you're gonna present some new material already?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the live setup gonna be? Who's with you on stage?
It's a band just made of complete like Aussies now, Australians.
Really?
I have my Berliner setup, and they are so great.
Cool.
Two guys with me on stage and a fantastic sound.
And multi-instrumentalists, both of them are cool.
Indeed. It's going to be more clubby than ever, and it's sold out. That's fantastic.
Wow.
So these tickets that you are giving out,
these are the last ones.
Very, very special. It's the last ones. Yeah.
Cool. What a special interview that was once again, Asbjørn.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We had the world premiere of Dark Child.
And
we
have
the last
tickets
for the show. Come on. Can't get much better than that.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you for visiting us again. Have great fun with the released LP that's going to come out tomorrow. Pseudo Visions, meine Damen und Herren, wird morgen veröffentlicht die LP von Mr. Asbjørn Toftal. And as soon as you got some new material, going, you visit us and you will play it, and we want to do the world premiere again for your new stuff.
You guys, you're too good to me.
No problem, man. It's fun. Wer heute Abend hingehen möchte zu Asbjørn, wir haben es ja gerade schon erwähnt, wir haben die allerletzten Tickets hier zu liegen, und die könnt ihr haben, wenn ihr mich anruft unter der 030 2000 9000. Jetzt ganz schnell anrufen. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für die Asbjørn Show heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain, und besonders zu erwähnen ist an dieser Stelle auch noch, dass morgen das Album rauskommt von Asbjørn. Pseudo Visions heißt es. Thank you, my man. Bye bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.